So a Hasidic guy calls the hotline today and he says that he's unable to stay sober. He was in SA, but he stopped putting on tefillin, he stopped davening, he stopped learning. So his Rav told him to leave SA. So he left SA, but once again he's falling and he's not able to stay sober. So he asked me what he should do. Should he go back to SA? So I asked him, why did you stop putting on tefillin and learning and davening when you were in SA? So he said, well, I was focusing on sobriety and I felt very disconnected from everything else. I made sobriety my number one priority and I kind of put everything else on the back burner. So I told him it's a common thing that happens, unfortunately, in SA, and it stems from a simple misunderstanding. You see, this addiction is like a spiritual cancer. Now, when a person has cancer, of course, their first and most important priority is to get treatment. If they're not going to get better from the cancer, they won't have anything. They got to get treatment no matter what. That has to be their number one priority. But tell me, does cancer treatment become his goal in life? Of course not. He undergoes treatment just so that he can be healthy again. Once he's healthy, he can focus once again on his goals. And it's the same thing with SA. People confuse priorities with goals. Of course, our number one priority is recovery. And I would tell him to go back to SA, even if Chas v'Shalom, he won't be davening and learning. Because if he doesn't have recovery, he for sure won't have anything. He was telling me how he's losing his marriage, his children, his life is falling apart. But the 12 steps is just a means to restoring our sanity. It's not an end in itself. Once we're sane, we can be Erlich HaYidin. Of course, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, but Derech Eretz is not the goal. Torah is the goal. Connection to Hashem is the goal. When I told him this, he reacted with tremendous simcha, and he said, wow, I never saw it that way. It's so true, the difference between priorities and goals. Now that I understand this, I'm going to go back to SA, and I'm going to continue putting on tefillin and learning Emet Hashem and staying in Erlich HaYid. I just wanted to share this because it's a common misconception that comes up in these groups. And when Rabbi Twersky was writing the book, Tshuva Through Recovery, we actually sent him this idea, and he included it as a chapter in his book. Thank you for listening.